Good morning. Welcome to the program. It's great to have in the studio Jordan and Christy Hoots. Of course, everybody knows Christy from the Ledger Independent. Very nice to have you both in the studio today.
It's nice to be here, Robert. Thank you for having us.
And we are going to talk about your new game launch. Now, this has been a while in the making. So first off, tell us what the name of the game is and a little bit about it.
Well, the game's Knock Out High, and I will let Christy explain more about it.
So the game is a turn-based PvP game. It's 2 to 5 players, and you are set in a specialty fighting school. So your goal is to be the last fighter standing, and every character has unique abilities and rests and heals and defenses that they can do. And you have AP points that you keep track of on the player card. Everything you need is on the player card, the arena, or the decks. So it's very simple. And each arena has unique items that you can use to fight one another. There's things like the Big Book of Science if you're in the classroom, or the Cafeteria Lady's Hairnet if you're in the cafeteria. That's pretty much an overview of the game. It's very simple, and it takes about 30 to 60 minutes to play.
Oh, that's good. Like Monopoly. Gosh, it always drove me nuts. You go hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. Usually somebody ends up flipping the table, too.
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be me.
This way you can get all your anger out in the game.
Perfect. Oh, how did you get the idea? Had you always wanted to get into board games?
Well, we've always played a lot of board games at the house, so I think the next step was to actually create our own. And I think Knock Out High originally started out as an idea of pocket fighters, something you can easily carry with you. And then, of course, it kind of developed into the game it is today.
Very cool.
He came home from work one day and he said, "Hey, I have an idea." And this was about 7 or 8 years ago. And we just played it around for a little while. And then in 2020, we decided we really wanted to get serious about it. And we founded the company, Hoodow Games, in February. And we had planned to launch. We had conventions set up. And then everyone knows what happened in March. So it pushed our plans back by a couple of years, because none of the conventions were really running at full force until 2023. There were a few that came back in 2022, but the main ones that we needed, 2023 was the best year for us to go to those.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the conventions, because these are so much fun. As a matter of fact, I just finished watching some videos about MegaCon in Florida, and that's all about movies, TV, and you have, you know, different panels and stuff. So what is a gaming convention like?
Well, we went to Gen Con in August of 2023. Gen Con is the largest board game convention, and if you want to play test your game, that's where you go. There was about 100,000 people.
Wow. Very, very crowded.
Yes. You were shoulder to shoulder with people in there. And so we signed up for their playtest hall. And the first exposure playtest hall, you go in, you get so many slots, and they will pass out information to people who are coming in, and they'll show the games off and say, "If you want to play this one, go over there to this table." And we had several playtesters at Gen Con, and that was the first time we had actually playtested it with strangers. And it went so well that we knew we were ready to launch. They had a little bit of feedback for us, but for the most part, everyone loved the game. The playtest went smoothly. It took, like I said, about 60 minutes for each playtest that we did. And the conventions are always a really good way to get feedback and to learn from other designers. We met several designers at these conventions that gave us information on Kickstarter and distributors. So it's a lot of fun. You get to play test other people's games too, which is great.
A lot of the publicity and stuff goes to PS5, video games, you know, the MMORPGs, all that good stuff. But board games have been around and stayed strong and steady. As a matter of fact, somebody, a friend of mine, knows their family plays board games pretty much every day. And it's a lot. Well, it just seems like it's a more personal way to entertain yourself and your friends or family.
Yeah, I feel like people want to gather and be in person now. It's a really good experience to play with each other.
Now, how much is the game and when will it be available?
So right now we have a pre-launch page up on Kickstarter so that you can log on and get notified when it goes live. The Kickstarter will go live on March 4th. And if you get the game on Kickstarter, as of right now, it is $40 for the base game. We also have a deluxe edition that comes with the base game and the Custodian's Closet expansion that adds unique items and tokens to make the game a little bit more difficult. And we have a couple of other things on there that you can get too. You can pay a little extra and become one of our item cards. So we would work with you to make an item card named after you. An example of that, Jordan created one called Martha's Mayo, which is named for my mom because he plays mayonnaise-related pranks on my mother when we go on vacations. And that card is a card that you do not want to pull because it can change the whole game.
It's devastating.
Yes, we actually watched one playtest where someone took out everybody in the game.
Oh, wow.
With just that card. So, it, like I said, it goes on sale March 4th on Kickstarter.
Fantastic. And what do we search for? Is it under Hoot Owl Games?
When you go to Kickstarter, you'll just search for Knockout High, and it'll bring the page right up.
Okay.
And the campaign will run for 30 days.
And, of course, the thing about Kickstarter is it's an all-or-nothing venture. If, you know, you get your goal, what is your goal?
Our goal right now is $12,000. That will help pay for manufacturing costs and shipping and to pay the artists that we had.
Okay. Well, talk about the artist.
We have a couple of different artists, actually. So Jordan has done a lot of the artwork himself. And then in addition to that, our nephew, Victor, did a lot of the artwork as well, created the characters. And then we hired a couple people on Fiverr to do the logo design and the board game box design. The box art, and then a couple of the item cards that we had. So we have a few people that were involved in this.
Okay, so obviously it can become an ever-expanding world with different expansion packs. So are you already starting to plan what you're doing with the different expansions?
Yeah, we actually got a couple in the works. I think one of the first ones that we want to do is actually one based in Maysville.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so each game comes with unique arenas. So the arena itself would be Maysville. You can go to different locations and things of that nature.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, this is your first game.
Yes.
Do you have others in the pipeline? You coming up with ideas?
We actually have one planned after this one gets off the ground. It's a very, we don't want to say too much about it just yet, but it'll be a very simplified game that would only take 20 minutes to play. If that, and it's more based on storytelling.
More like a party game.
Yeah,
I'll say, considering, you know, everybody, I keep saying big-thumbed mutant kids on their phones, you know, that should be just right up their alley, just about the kids' attention span.
It would come with just a deck and some coins, and everything is based on how much you can lie.
Mm-hmm. Ah, well, that could get somebody in trouble. Now, I do want to mention, coming up Friday, the 15th of March, you're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony officially launching Hoot Owl Games. And it's going to be at 1 o'clock, the second-floor conference center at the Kentucky Gateway Museum Center. So I want to make sure everybody gets down there to show support. And again, it starts March 4th, so you still got a couple of weeks, $40, and there are, of course, different tiers that you can financially support. Anything else? Have you got it all covered?
On March 7th through the 10th, we will be set up at the Lexington Comic and Toy Con, and people can come and playtest the game there, and they'll be able to back the game on Kickstarter while they're there. And anyone who backs the game on Kickstarter at Lexington Comic and Toy Con, we have a specialty card that we've created that you can play in-game. And so if you want to come see us at our booth there, we'll have some fun goodies and some Hoot Owl Games swag. Mm. The game will also be available. We'll have it set up, so if anyone wants to look at it at the ribbon cutting, and you can back it there too. And one thing I'd like for people to keep in mind with the Kickstarter, you're not just donating money. You do get a copy of the game for that $40 or $55 if you get the deluxe game.
Exactly. I've used Kickstarter, you know, multiple times on different projects and games and stuff, and it's a really a great way to do it.
Yeah, I love crowdfunding.
Yeah, crowdfunding is, I love it. I've done like a movie, some TV shows. Just the only limit is your imagination.
I'd say half the board games and some of the video games too that we own all came from Kickstarter. It's a great way to support your indie developers. Yep,
absolutely. And you, as our indie developers, want to definitely support you guys. Thank you a lot for being in the studio. If you would, make sure and keep us up to date on what's going on so we can make sure and tell everybody. Again, Kickstarter, Hoot Owl Games, Jordan, Christy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.